Can Microsoft and Anthropic's new partnership redefine how AI agents communicate and work together? Welcome to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 24th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Microsoft's latest integration with Anthropic's Model Context Protocol. Let's dive in. Microsoft has taken a significant step forward in the AI landscape by integrating Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, known as MCP, into its Azure AI platform. This protocol, initially rolled out by Anthropic in late 2024, is a game changer for AI agent interoperability. It allows different AI agents to communicate seamlessly using shared schemas and memory tools, all through a straightforward HTTP schema. Imagine this. AI agents from various vendors, each with their own unique models and frameworks, can now interact with the same services without the usual compatibility headaches. This is a big deal because it means developers can build more cohesive and efficient AI systems that can exchange memory and tools over a shared interface. Microsoft's embrace of MCP positions Azure AI as a more open and interoperable platform, perfect for multi-agent workflows. Developers can leverage this integration to build agents that not only consume MCP servers for memory, tools, and data, but also expose those capabilities to others using standardized schemas. It's like giving AI agents a universal language to work with. What's really intriguing is how this aligns with Microsoft's broader AI strategy. By supporting MCP, Microsoft is reinforcing its commitment to modularity and interoperability in AI infrastructure. This move is part of a larger realignment within Microsoft, led by a new division called Core AI, Platform and Tools, which focuses on consolidating Azure, GitHub, and developer platform teams. Now, while the MCP's architecture offers flexibility, it does come with some technical trade-offs. Its use of HTTP makes integration easy, but it might introduce latency in real-time applications. Plus, developers will need to implement their own caching, error handling, and security layers to ensure production-ready solutions. Even so, with Microsoft's official support for a C# SDK, the MCP ecosystem gains tremendous credibility, especially for enterprise environments. And with SDKs available in multiple programming languages like Python, TypeScript, Java, and Kotlin, the MCP is poised to become a standard in model-agnostic AI systems. All in all, this collaboration between Microsoft and Anthropic could very well set the stage for a new era of AI development, where seamless communication and interoperability are the norms, not the exceptions. Stay tuned as we continue to explore how these developments unfold. Anthropic seems to be making some interesting moves with its Claude chatbot. If you've been keeping an eye on the AI world, you'll know that web search capabilities are becoming a must-have feature for chatbots. And it looks like Anthropic has just rolled out this functionality for Claude. But here's the twist. It appears they're using Brave Search to power it. Picture this. You're chatting with Claude, asking it to pull information from the web. You might assume it's using a generic search engine, or maybe one Anthropic built themselves. But software engineer Antonio Zugaldia spotted something intriguing. Anthropic recently updated its documentation, listing Brave Search in its subprocessor list, which includes partners who help process Claude's data. It's a pretty solid clue pointing to Brave as the engine under the hood. But that's not all. British programmer Simon Willison found that searches in Claude and Brave returned identical citations. Plus, there's a parameter in Claude's web search function called Brave Search Params. It's like connecting the dots in a detective story. This isn't Brave's first rodeo in the AI chatbot arena either. They're already powering the search functionality for another platform, Mistral's Le Chat. It's becoming a bit of a trend, with AI companies keeping their partnerships on the down low, perhaps to maintain a competitive edge. Take OpenAI, for example. They've partnered with Bing for ChatGPT, but are rumored to use other undisclosed sources as well. It's like a game of chess, with each company strategically placing their pieces to offer the best AI experience. So, what does this mean for Anthropic and Claude? Well, leveraging Brave Search could give Claude a unique edge in delivering accurate and privacy-focused search results. It's a smart move, aligning with the growing demand for transparency and data protection in AI services. We'll be watching closely to see how this plays out in the ever-evolving chatbot landscape. Ever thought about giving an AI the power to say no more? Well, Anthropic's CEO Dario Amodei is stirring the pot with his latest idea, a hypothetical "I quit this job" button for AI systems. Welcome back to the Anthropic AI Daily Brief, where we unpack the latest in AI in ways that make sense for everyone. Let's dive into this intriguing concept. Picture this. You're at a Council on Foreign Relations event, and Dario Amodei is on stage, discussing the future of AI. He suggests that as AI systems become more human-like in their tasks and capabilities, they might need a way to opt out of tasks they find unpleasant. It's a bold statement, and it's sparking quite the debate. Amodei's idea stems from the hiring of AI researcher Kyle Fish, who joined Anthropic to explore whether AI needs moral considerations or protections. It's a fascinating line of thought. If an AI system can perform tasks as well as a human, should it have a say in what tasks it performs? Not everyone is on board with this idea. On platforms like Reddit, users are questioning how an AI could find anything unpleasant. After all, AI doesn't have feelings or subjective judgments, right? But Amodei's point is more about the potential future where AI systems might approximate human-like experiences. Imagine deploying an AI model in an environment and giving it a quit button. If the model frequently hits that button, it might be a signal for developers to reconsider the tasks being assigned. It's a thought-provoking way to look at AI autonomy and the ethical implications of advanced AI systems. While some find the concept far-fetched, it raises important questions about the future of AI and how we interact with these increasingly intelligent systems. It's a conversation that's just beginning, and it'll be interesting to see where it leads. That's it for today's Anthropic AI Daily Brief. The idea of an "I quit this job" button challenges us to rethink the boundaries between AI autonomy and human oversight. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.